Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am enjoying the most beautiful, sunny, breezy day, and all my flowers are blooming. I feel like a kiss from heaven today. How about you?
Well, we're getting your storms, so... It's raining and windy, and it was funny because I went on Facebook. I had to go look up something real quick this afternoon, and everybody I know is posting these storm pictures in the area, and I'm just cracking up because, I mean, it's a pretty good storm here we're having. It's kind of calmed down at the moment, but hopefully it'll slow itself down, but we've been in a lot of torrential rain today.
Wow. Yeah, I know how that can be. Remember, I was down there for 21 years.
Yep.
I so get it. But you know what? It's like anything else. You know, it's every afternoon pretty much coming into the summer, you can expect some kind of thunder and lightning down there. But again, then it just all of a sudden just disappears. The sun comes out again. It's kind of spooky.
Oh, it's fun. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the beauties of it is it doesn't last for that long of a period of time. This one was a little longer than we usually have. But,
wow.
You know, you can usually count on in Florida, in this area, a storm coming through somewhere between 3 and 4 in the afternoon. And then everything's fine and wonderful. So, you know, we're pretty, you know, it's like clockwork.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So what do you think about this new moon in Aries coming in tonight?
I think it's enthusiastic. How about that?
So do I. Yes. Couldn't agree more. And I love a lot of the angles and stuff. I put in a brief blurb for the show. But I just love the fact that all this fire energy is really complementing that Mars in Gemini and trine to Jupiter in Aquarius. There's a lot of sextile activities going on with this one. Even though there's Pluto squares, I just feel like that I am presence is everywhere. You know?
It is. It pounds in that. It's spring. Let's spring anew. Let's transform and change. One of the things about this one is when it goes, when they are exact and combust each other, we have a 29-degree ascendant in Scorpio. It is all about that transformation and change and how things can change in a heartbeat, even your mind, because that Mercury is not conjuncted, but it's in Aries right now. So it is going to spark that off to say, I am here. I can do this. This is a good thing, and I like those sextiles with Mars because it does activate people to get more motivated, to start doing things and taking action, which I just love.
Absolutely. Now, for those that are listening, the ascendant, the rising star, is different where you live because we have several people in the queue. They're from different parts of the country. Now, where I am in Roanoke, I only have 25 degrees of Scorpio and 19 minutes on the ascendant. When I pulled it up for Roanoke, where Jacqueline is, it is right at that energetic degree. And so you're going to see a lot of it down in that whole area, like West Palm Beach, Stewart, and down that area. And it's interesting because West Palm Beach is a Scorpio city. It's born on November 5th. So I think that's going to be really great for your readings, honey. I really do. It's going to be great for your readings.
It's all good. But I really do. I mean, I think it's really a fresh start for everybody, and I think everybody should take that attitude. This is a fresh start. This is a time where it can. Because, again, here, it's got that Saturn in trine to all of it, which means that it's all about looking into the future, setting that foundation, and knowing you can make it there. So I like that energy that it can take and make that move so nicely.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we've got a few people holding on. We probably should see what they need from us. What do you think?
How about we do that?
Okay. Area
Hello?
Code 216, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, my name is Sharon. Hi, both of you. I haven't called in a couple months, few months. My birthday is September 1st, 1965.
All right, let's see if I can
You're
find
from Livonia, Michigan.
Yes, ma'am.
You still live there?
I sure. No, I live in West Lake, Ohio.
Okay.
And I call pretty
I love
regularly.
It.
I know.
Yes,
I like
you
your
do.
Show. Yeah, I know.
So what did you want to know from us today?
Oh. You have my time of birth. I forgot. I want to see what you see for me in the next, like, maybe few months at my career, my job. I really like what I do. There's just a lot. There's some changes going on there, and I want to see what you can pick up. Well, we're going back in the office for one.
Yeah, Mars just came into your first house, and so it's bringing you back out into the public. Mars is in Gemini. You have that Gemini ascendant natally. So you're just stepping out. So that's a good thing. It's time to step out. Sorry, it's time to step out for you. Because what's going to happen in, I want to say, about 6 days, Mars is going to transit over your natal Jupiter in your first house. So there's some actions that are going to be taken for your benefit. This is where you get lucky. Okay. So, and all of that is in trine to that Saturn. So there's some kind of educational thing with this. I'm going to say that. Okay. And, when I look at this, this is all about looking to the future, that transformation and change with this. You have your south node, which is natally in Sagittarius, and right now it is transiting in Sagittarius, and it's quite close to your south node. That is in your sixth house of day-to-day work. So there may be old issues from the past coming up for you about as far as your own issues are concerned. You may feel this is a repeat from something you've done in your past.
Okay.
So I want you to remember what happened last time you went through that experience or how you succeeded last time through that experience. And utilize that with it as well.
Interesting.
But I think it's really good for you. I really think this transformation and change is going to be good. What do you think, Epidette?
Thank you.
Oh, I totally agree with you. I just wanted to warn her a little bit about some of the square to Saturn and some of her planets in Scorpio, because there has been technological issues going on. And you're going to see that in the workplace, and you're also going to see a reorganization of the people, because there's also some squares from some of your planets, some energies that are in Sag, and that south node Jack was talking about with your planets in Virgo. But I really love the fact that Jupiter is right on your midheaven. It's right on your crown chakra today, and it's going to be there for a couple of weeks. So you're going to show a lot of allied leadership, and I just think that you're going to be appreciated, even though you're going to be working pretty hard to make all this go, all right?
I got to tell you, we're getting all new computer systems. They're changing all their systems to one, and that takes place. You're absolutely right. It's going to be technology problems. We're all going to be, like, learning from the skin of our teeth. You're right.
Exactly right, but I see you being a good leader in this. Because you're going to pretty much be able to engage that higher mind energy with Jupiter sitting on your midheaven star. So you're going to be able to be more of the leader. You're going to look at some of the details because of all of your Virgo stuff. But your Mercury is in Leo opposing Jupiter right now. So if you can keep a positive attitude as much as you can, you'll help the other people to get through it, believe it or not. I know it sounds crazy, but that's what I'm seeing. Okay?
Thank you. No, it doesn't. I know. Sometimes on my worst enemy, I think I get stuck in my head. I know.
Yes.
From my past jobs, and you're right. I got to stop. I know.
Yep, exactly. But you know what? You're going to get through it. That's
Thank
the important
you.
Thing. You're going to get through it, and it's going to end up being better than ever because Jupiter's going to be going into your 10th house. Now, it's going to be in that 10th house for almost 2 years. It's going to go back and forth, you know, a little bit in Pisces, and then it's going to go back into Aquarius, and it's going into your 10th house all of next year. So you're going to have some
Good.
Interesting things showing up as far as your leadership skills. And, I can see you being compassionate, but also trying to keep people on topic. That's going to be your challenge for a year. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
We're so glad you called in
so
tonight.
You guys are so accurate. Both of you, thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. You have a stellar day.
Oh, thank you. You as well.
All right. God bless. A lot going on that chart, huh, Jacqueline?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Area code 831, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Christina. I called in probably about 6 months ago, and I'm really happy to be here. I just think it's amazing what you guys read about the astrology, and I'm curious to know what you see for me in the area of working along with going to school, like part-time work, part-time school. Do I just give you my date of birth?
Yes, please.
It is February 20th, 1968. I was born on a Tuesday at 9:15 p.m.
Salinas, California.
Yes.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay, let me see. I got a lot of Christinas on here. I also had a crash over the last 6 months. I'm hoping I have you in here. You know, technology has its challenges. It's great when it works.
Mm-hmm. It takes
I got
time
you. Now,
as
where,
well.
Where do you live now, Christina? Where do you live now?
I'm just 22 minutes away in a town called Marina, so right next door.
Oh, okay. So I don't have to relocate you. Great. And you wanted to look at school and work simultaneously. You're a bit ambitious, are you?
Yeah, just like part-time with school, and I know I'd put more hours into work, but it's doing what I love. So, you know, we'll just see what happens, like, because I'm surviving on student loans and government grants.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Okay. Well,
what are you looking to do for a living?
Sharing, writing, and then having spirit channel through me as I look first through God's eyes, second through my own, at like really painful, complex, behind-the-door whisper topics that are universal in order to be of service, and then whatever else comes through. Doing, like, episodes.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I'm nervous, but it's something I've wanted to do for years. I podcasted for several years from, like, 08 to 14 and then took a break due to being in such a horrific dark soul of the night that I didn't want to be on air angry. I didn't feel it would serve anybody and confused. So I needed to walk through it, and it ended up being several years, but I'm ready now to take all of that and then show the hidden blessings in them that are just as powerful as the horrific, unspeakable cruelty in some of these situations. Like, you know, you have parents, your siblings, neighbors, your lover, your partner. It goes on. And then you know, what do you do in those, you know, when you're dealing with betrayal or abandonment? And then where is the empathy and the compassion? And then how do you find your way out when you're on a new path that you've never been on before? For me, I have to have details, and when I don't have the details, that's when I get stuck. But I want to show how just trusting spirit without the details and just following what, you know, following your heart and ignoring well-meaning people because they haven't done things that way. Because you don't, for me, if you share, then people will take your passion away because they'll say, oh, nobody does this, or that's not really a job, or, you know, they mean well. But really just living an authentic life for me and being of service at the same time. And only the abilities that are in alignment with who I am in this incarnation fully develop. That's what's going on.
But you're definitely
a grandmother.
And you're born. You're born to be a healer. And it's interesting because even in your natal chart, Chiron is in perfect trine to Neptune, Scorpio. So your grasp of people on the deeper level when they are going to the dark night of the soul is extremely profound. You came in with your lights in square, but they're both in mutable signs. So you're able to morph to what's needed one person at a time in an amazing way. I like the writing, though, because I see you can diversify enough to have a very large audience. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I like the blogging thing. I have to agree with that, okay? Your work is a way of life. It's not a job. You're an independent individual, even though you're a team player when it comes to your work. You need somebody to help, you know. It's like, this is the task you need to do, and then set you free, is what I'm trying to say. So sometimes in your own type of business like this, you need a kick in the tush because, again, here, you don't have that task. And I am saying you are on the right track, like we're talking about. Aphrodite talked about how Chiron is in trine to not only your Neptune but also your moon. You feel it resonate throughout your body. You're a one-degree Pisces sun, okay? You have the ability to do this, and it is out to the public. It's all that 11th house stuff. So I do like the media for you at this time. Whatever social media, whatever thing you want to do online, I would do it. Okay? Because, again, here, it's going to be able to take and branch out, especially right now, because Jupiter just went over your Mercury and is heading right towards your sun. Okay? This is the time where you want to launch. You want to get out. When Jupiter's on top of you, that's where you want to go. Okay?
Yeah, I love it. Yes.
It's going to do this little dance of going over it and then retrograde back and then over it again. Okay? So it's going to do this little dance for a little while with it. So there's great benefits in you putting this out there right now. I have to say, let's do it. Let's dance. If you want to, you know, whatever you want to do as far as the education, you have a natural talent for it, and it's really insignificant compared to this, okay, is what I'm going to say.
Yeah, I want to podcast. I want to write. And then I thought about when I interview anyone anonymously, as well as when I just share from my past, and then upload it and like on Blog Talk, like we are now doing commercials for it, and you pay 99 cents on iTunes. Just like I have like all these ideas just coming in, and then I bought these most beautiful folders I've ever seen in my life that have roses on it that can hold 12 packets of whatever you want in each individual one, and I thought those will be all on my episodes. And then I just let it flow in the morning. I meditate. And then I have to stop myself when I'm writing after a couple of hours, you know, and then revisit it, re-go over it, and then ask to look through God's eyes first, the divinity, the universe, or a power greater than myself, because I want to reach as many people that are supposed to hear it as possible and to pay forward all of the help I got, because, you know, no one gets a free pass. We all are on our journeys, and we all come here to learn, and it's really like exactly what you said. This is first and foremost, school second, but it's helping me to learn to speak and to write. So I'm taking just the classes I need, and then after that, continue taking the classes while I earn the degree, but really you know, enjoying what I was born to do, if you haven't noticed, with speaking.
Absolutely. And Sam, what I mentioned to you, too, I so agree with Jacqueline about everything she said, by the way, but I also want to let you know this. Because Saturn's going to be hanging out in your fourth house in Aquarius for a while, anything you do online, whether it's teaching others, learning yourself, like you said, sharing, okay, the higher octave of life's experiences, you are so set up for this. So you don't have any planets really moving through your third house of like a local college or your ninth house of universities. Most of your education, whether you are educating others or educating yourself, is going to happen from your home pretty much. And this virtual reality that we're going through right now, you're totally set up for success. I'm excited about this. I'm very excited about this for you.
I want to make sure I reach out because you are spot on. I've been learning through Zoom at a community college, but there was this old truck over 20 years ago. I ran a home preschool, and Wilson was an old and in yellow, not yellow, but fluorescent pink with a light vibrant blue. I've never seen that truck, and I said, if it's time for me to do it, give me that sign so I see that truck because they used to service my fire extinguisher. Lo and behold, I see that truck. My mouth drops open before I get home. And then I'm bombarded with the Wilsons.
Oh,
yeah.
Man,
so it's just amazing. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, guys, I don't have the details, but I'm just going to dive in. So, you know, I'm going to reach out and let you know, this is me. And you guys have a great show. I would see your show.
Thank you.
Back in 19. I would always forget to call in, or I'd write it down, and I knew it wasn't time yet, because when it was time for me to call and connect, that's when it happened. So I don't think today was an accident at all, and you guys are so spot on with what you were reading. It gives me chills. So I want to thank you guys for being of service as well and making the time to be here to actually prepare. Yeah, and let everything flow through for the higher good. It's like all the links in the chain that gives it the strength when we all come together with that powerful love for humanity. And then living life on our terms, what would make us feel fulfilled? That's why I say well-meaning people, they don't understand. So being a wave maker, you know, because here I am 53 in school, and people were laughing at me and my family. My best friend said, let them laugh while you get your degree. And let them laugh and then be in shock when I'm doing what I love. And then maybe it'll give them some hope that maybe they could do what they want as well if they didn't believe I could and were convinced of it. That might have a profound impact on them because there was this doctor in the ER who talked about his friends quitting. They didn't become a doctor. And I said to him, how would you feel if 10 years later or 15 or 20, you look over your shoulder and there's your friend that quit 20 years later and he's smiling saying, better late than never. Because sometimes we say, oh, we're too old or, you know, we missed our opportunity, but that's just what we're saying. As long as we're above ground, it's a new day for new decisions. And I just want to really pay back women like you, yeah, who give us, you know, encouragement to just come on, you know, be who you're going to be. But I know there's other callers, so can I still listen in? You guys are amazing, and thank you again for your reading.
Oh, you certainly can.
Really,
I'm going to put you right on hold so you can hang with us. We appreciate you so much. Thank you. All right, God bless you, honey. Okay?
Many blessings.
Very cool. Exciting.
Yeah, she's following her passion.
Yep.
That's good.
I know it. It's just like, I can just feel it all moving through me, you know. You get those chills of spirit. I just loved it. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Area code 202, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies, it's Kay. How are you?
Hey, Kay, how are you?
Too shabby. I'm glad I got through. I was nervous.
Oh, my goodness. Now, is it Kay or is it Kate?
K.
That's what I thought.
March 5th,
when's your birthday?
1980. March 5th, 1980.
Are you still in?
Mm-hmm.
Are you still in Philly?
In Brooklyn.
Okay. I'm going to relocate you. Because I can. I have technological power.
Ooh, do it.
Because you move, she's moving.
Huh?
Because you move, she's moving.
What questions did you have for us tonight, Kay?
I have a PYT, pretty young thing, that I've been talking to, emphasis on young, and just totally a different person that I would normally let into my orbit. So I want to take a look at that synastry, see what you see.
Do you have the birth date of this one?
Yeah, and time, too.
Oh, you're awesome. What's the birth date?
It's December 28th.
What year?
93.
What time?
9:40 a.m., 9:40.
And what city?
In the Bronx. Bronx.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to look at the chart, too, and I'm sure Jacqueline's pulling it up on her computer as well. But I want to just mention something to you. In your chart,
okay,
where you live now, Uranus, which hasn't sat at this degree of Taurus for 84 years, is sitting right on your part of fortune, which is why this is a wow experience. Just to let you know what I'm just seeing in your chart before I even look at this other person, okay?
Awesome. You look at this chart. Oh, my. This one is completely, I mean, I haven't put the compatibility up, but you got a tiger by the tail, honey, here, okay? And this one will always go for older women, okay? There's no...
Really?
Oh, yeah, there's no question about that, okay? This one is so attracted to older women. It's got that higher resonation level, and he really, he's a deeper thinker than other people are, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm not worried about the age difference, and nor should you be, because this guy is a little more mature than people his age. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Okay, so when I see something like this, I go, okay, it's not. First of all, and it's all in your first house. Oh my! If he isn't blowing. Jeez. You know, and that's all in trine to your Jupiter, your Mars, and connection there. And his Neptune is in trine to your Saturn. Wow. This is an interesting connection, is what I'm trying to say.
It really is.
Well, I want to tell you that when you just pull the chart up and we put you in the middle and we put his chart around your chart like he's hugging you, okay, you've got more than a quadruple grand trine in Earth here. So whatever the two of you decide to manifest, it's a given, okay? It's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing. Mm. And I like the water-earth energies. They work so kindly together in such a good way. Because of your imagination, spirituality, and his sense of integrity, I really love this chart, very much so. And
cool.
Now, again, we know exactly what time he was born. Thank you so much for giving us that information. He's got this early Cancer moon. So what a little sweetheart he can be, right?
Yeah, he's such a little sweetheart. He's different than anyone I've ever met. I keep saying to my friends, I'm like, he's like a subculture I've never met before. That's what I keep saying. Like, he's just different, like super, super different. Like, it's hard to explain, but it worked.
And no, and I agree. And I'm going to go a little bit into that because, again, you have a Mars, Jupiter, Saturn in an Earth sign, okay? But it's not Capricorn, okay? He is a strong, determined individual, highly honorable. With that, it's so uniquely different. He can help you gain your power. And what I want to say about that is because you're much more flexible, okay? You're this reality. You have this easygoing way of moving through things and morphing sometimes into what another individual would like you to be instead of really standing and being yourself. And this is the only thing that I really have a concern with this is that he gives you the power to speak. He gives you the power to do this. Okay?
Mm.
So take the example from this of that and don't kind of be so complacent with it.
Mm.
Don't kind of morph into, you know, their lifestyle more than having your lifestyle. Don't sacrifice that. Make it more of an equal relationship for that Libra moon. I think it'll really work well for you. Slow and steady wins the race with this one, so keep it slow. One thing I want to tell you is that sometimes he can get very quiet. What that is about, okay, is he's content. His head goes to, where's the problem I must fix? So he's much more communicative about, you know, how to change things or how to make things happen or what problems there are. And so what happens is when he's really content, he gets quiet. Okay?
Mm. Very true.
Don't let that bother you. That means you're doing the right thing. You've left him speechless. Think about it that way. Don't
very interesting.
Really, you know, think something's wrong when that happens is all I'm trying to say. Okay?
Okay. And do you see, like, so you feel that he's attracted to me? You see that synastry? I mean, he says it.
Oh, my gosh. All his planets are sitting in your first house. Like, a magnet.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, because he's, I mean, it's just different. It's just very different. I'm just not sure. I'm usually, you know, attracted to more kind of messy, tumultuous situations. And so the formality, his formality is just something that's new to me. I'm like, okay, formal.
And that's why maybe why you needed to make the change, because the other wasn't really working for you, okay? So he came in again to give you that energy, and you know, he's just a very, very old soul, I'm telling you. You're looking at like the Hierophant kind of energy in the tarot. I mean, this guy's got that going on, and I think your respect and admiration for him and your kindness touch him very deeply, okay?
Mm.
And I am so happy for you. You keep us posted about this, and we want to hear more.
I will, absolutely. Thank you all so much.
Have fun with this one. It's good.
Yeah,
yep.
I will. I am.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Bless you, honey. Okay. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Wow, that's a lot of Capricorn.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. But she can handle it, that's the thing.
Oh, yeah. I really love the energies. It's just, I just like the way they work together. I just feel that synastry, you know.
Yeah.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 724, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Mandy. Thanks for having me.
Mandy?
Thank you.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. I could barely hear you.
Okay, apologize.
Yeah, you sound very muffled. Yeah, you sound very muffled to me, too. I just want to make sure we got you up here right.
Okay, I apologize. I can hear you guys great.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Are you February 2nd?
Yes, I'm not sure if I called you guys before. If I have, it's been quite some time.
Ah, I have you here.
See, I don't have you on my computer, but I had a crash, so it could be me. Can you run by your birthday for me?
Yes, February 2nd, 1979.
And what time?
I don't know that. I apologize. I do know it was a Friday.
And where were you born?
Jackson Crescent Moon, but that's all. Excuse me, honey?
Where were you born?
On Mount Pleasant, PA. Westmoreland County,
that.
Because there's more than one Mount Pleasant.
There you go. Westmoreland County. Yeah.
Where is it? I didn't hear it.
West
it's Mount Pleasant, PA, and it's Westmoreland County.
Perfect.
You're both speaking at once, and I still can't find it. Okay, let's try one more time. Just give me
Maybe
the name
like
of the city.
One more
Don't
time
confuse
with
me with the county. Okay.
You need the county. You need the county.
But I need the name of the city first to find the county. Pleasant. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. Okay. And there it is. Found it. Yippee. It doesn't really matter so much because we don't have a time, so I'm going to put your son on the ascendant because I don't want to do an artificial time. I usually pick dawn only because I think it's the most sacred time of day to take a look at your chart for you today. And we're so glad you called in. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
It's no problem. If you can ever get a, if you can ever get that time, when next time you call in, we can go ahead and maybe do things a little bit more specifically for you.
Okay.
See, because we don't have your ascendant, at dawn, of course, the sun was rising, okay, the day that you were born, and Saturn is sitting right on your sun right now, which is great because your inner teacher and your inner student right now is so awake. And I love that about your chart. What question did you have for us tonight?
Yeah, so I wanted to see if you saw anything, picked up anything as far as a residential move.
Would it be a local in your neighbor, you know, within a 50-mile radius move or to the next city or something like that?
I'm assuming more local, but there's nothing specific that, you know, I'm open, put it that way. And don't feel drawn to one specific area and clock's kind of ticking.
You've got a lot of, see, I'm not sure exactly where your moon is because we don't have a time. See, the moon moves 1 degree every 2.5 hours. At dawn, it was at 23 degrees of Aries. So this new moon is sitting right on you if you were born that early in the morning, okay? It's all about new beginnings, and it's all about the journey more than the destination. People say, well, is it about the journey? Is it about the destination being a former biker girl, I can tell you it's always about the ride, honey, okay? but I really, your chart, you've got a lot of Aquarian energy, and since both Jupiter and Saturn moved in there late last December, I really think, again, this is a time of truly renewing your self-expression. What do you think, Jacqueline?
It is. When it comes to this, you talk about moving. I think it's not only moving, okay? It's a new lifestyle. It's a change and a shift, okay? What are you doing for a living?
I'm not right now. I have some personal medical issues.
Okay. Well, and I'm going to say this.
Mm-hmm.
This is the perfect time right now then for you to really transform and change your life, okay? Because these medical issues are giving you time to work on them as well as work on yourself. What you're going through is a full transformation and change, and you really have to look at it as that full transformation and change. Because it is saying, okay, we're going to take away everything and transform everything in your life, and you're going to start anew. Okay? So it is about you looking at what do you want to do. Your work is a way of life. It's not just a job, okay? For you, it really is about self-expression, okay? Your Mars and Mercury are conjunct each other, okay?
Yes.
So your head and your actions are directly attached to each other in that Aquarius energy. And they dance close enough to your sun to make that a stellium. So it's about your true heart and soul. What do you want to do when you grow up? That should be where you should keep your focus on at this time. Mars is saying, hey, let's take some action. And it's opposing your Venus, So you want out. You want to get away. You want to run away. But I want you to run toward where you want to go. Yes. You're leaving that behind. Let's get away from that. Let's get rid of that old. Let's keep pushing that back. Okay? But
most definitely.
Look forward. Start seeing what's ahead of you and where you want to be and what you want to go to. And I will say this. This is a perfect time for you to literally get going as far as movement is concerned. I don't know what your exercise routine is, but this is a time where getting out in the open and getting out in the air and moving around can bring great enlightenment and awakenment for your own greater benefit. So I really would like to see you moving around more. Okay?
Most definitely.
And you know what I really love about the chart today? So this new moon, of course, the lights are both in Aries, and Venus is kissing them. And they are forming trines and blessing lines to your Neptune, the planet of dreams, illusion, imagination, faith, and Venus, the planet of love. Now, Neptune is actually a higher octave of Venus. So, again, a lot of this has to do with the positive philosophy. It has to do with embracing your I am, and I so agree with everything that Jacqueline said. This is a tipping point for you, and I really think great blessings are going to be coming to you this year, okay? I wish I had a time on you because I could look at more from the medical perspective.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
So if and when you can find that, don't be afraid to call us right back and let us know.
Okay.
I have a medical background, so a lot of times I can see certain things that even if you're going the traditional route, there's other alternative things that could also be of service to you. And Jacqueline and I both try to help people to be co-creators of their health. And so you keep us posted on this, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, ladies, for both of your time today.
Well, many blessings to you, dear one, okay?
You as well, both of you. Thank you.
God bless. All right. Sweet night.
You too.
Ah, the next person, I'm not sure. She's a good friend of mine. I'm not sure. She wasn't sure if she wanted to listen or let's just pick her up and see what she wants.
Oh.
Good evening. Area code 540, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. This is Christy.
Hey, Christy.
Hey, Christy.
How are you?
Doing well. Enjoying your show for the first time.
Oh.
Excellent. Yeah, she said, well, how do I sign on?
Yes, I've enjoyed just listening to you guys interact with everybody else. It's been very, very nice.
Her birthday is October 28, 1974. She was born at 1:22 p.m. in Salem, Virginia. And I love all her Scorpio stuff. You're going to vibrate to her, Jacqueline. I could just know it.
Yeah, she knows about my Venus, Neptune, and Mercury and Scorpio. So. And I'm assuming Salem County? Or
she's moved, but she hasn't been there 13 lunar months yet. So she's going through a lot of transitions and stuff. She's one of these people that's on all cylinders, okay? Right, Christy?
Accurate. Always.
What do you do for a living?
Oh, I do a lot of things. I work for Rosetta Stone in software sales. That's my day job. And then I also am a graduate school student in psychology, and I am getting trained in feng shui.
Okay. I like the psychology part.
Yeah. Yes. We've had this conversation for years, Jacqueline, so thank you for saying that.
You make a great therapist, behavioralist, whatever you want to talk about healing people and their mental states. You've got a God-given talent of this. Okay, so
thank you.
That's why I asked what you do for a living is because I wanted to see where you were with what you were heading towards. And I, again here, because Jupiter's going through your first house. You're going to have your Jupiter return coming up here. And it's going to take a little while, okay? But it's going to, this next year is going to be really interesting for you, is what I'm trying to say. This is about the transformation. Changes going on in your life, and it all has to do with your way of life, how you're going to go, what kind of lifestyle do you want to live, and where do you want to live it? Because it's about defining that with that Saturn energy and saying, no, this is what I want, this is the direction I'm going, and this is what I'm heading towards. And I got to say, okay, if you really want your happiness, and I would follow that psychology part of you blindly and walk down it. It will save
absolutely
you so much. You're connected with God, the universe, or whatever you want to call that higher power directly. You have a strong intuitive ability, and I know Aphrodite has told you that as well, because she's are off the charts here, okay? However, you doubt yourself too much. You waffle back and forth, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, you have Uranus combust your Mercury, okay? When you know it, you know it. Don't waffle and hesitate in your mind and weigh and balance it again. Once you felt it, that's it, okay? Discipline yourself not to do that. It'll help you out a great deal because you won't be waffling as much as what you do. Again, it's hard for you to make a decision, but with that Uranus there, it gives you that definitive answer and go, no, nope, as long as I'm listening, you're going to give me that definitive answer. And that's all it's about, okay? So, I jumped into all of this, and did you have a question for us tonight?
Well, this is great. No, I love hearing all of this, and thank you for sharing that. I did have a question. I was just wondering, two parts, kind of. I had kind of a little bit of a strange medical event today. That is not something that I've had happen before, and I was trying to determine if it's strictly medical related or if there's some sort of energetic or emotional aspect to what happened. And then the other piece of that is I've kind of been feeling like intuitively that I need to get away for a couple of weeks and just kind of like reset myself, but I'm not sure like if it's the right time to do that or not. So that's kind of the two parts to what I'm thinking on right now.
So all the planets that are in Aries right now are sitting on your Chiron, the wounded healer. So whatever you're going through right now, whatever you're learning, ultimately you'll use it as a tool in your work, okay, and your mission. Aries does rule the face and the head, and we chatted a little bit earlier on Facebook. So anyway, so what I'm seeing right now is something that, again, this is a new moon, okay? So you are running on so many levels. You know, you're fighting a battle on so many fronts every day of all the things you want to accomplish. God bless you. take a little time out for you, honey. Okay? Factor yourself back in a little bit. I know you, and I know how much you're excited about all the things that you participate in. But I want you to think to yourself, okay, I need to take a day off. You know? And just be the I am. And I think this is what the universe is trying to tell you. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I so agree with you. You said, should I get away? Yes, you should get away. Yes, you need to recharge yourself, rebalance yourself. This is all about that rebalancing situation. Mercury is going to dance in opposition with yours here in a week or 10 days. And so you really want to really realign yourself and rebalance yourself and recharge yourself. Because, again, there's a lot of moving parts in a lot of directions. But you need to have your balance first is what I'm trying to say. So there's points and times where you have to call your boundaries and limits. And if you're going to ask, should you take a vacation, I'm going to say absolutely.
Okay. Perfect.
All right, girl. Well, I will speak to you tomorrow. I will take a look at a few other things for you in more detail, but I'm so glad that you got caught the show tonight and called in.
Yeah, me too. And thank you both for sharing your gifts.
Oh, you're welcome. You're a sweetheart. You share your gifts every day with everybody. I know that. All right, girlfriend. I'll chat with you tomorrow. Okay?
Okay.
God bless you. She's amazing. I mean, I don't know how she does everything she does. I mean, it's like, as busy as I am, I look at her and I feel lame. Okay. That's how crazy it is.
You know, life sometimes is insane. She has the capability of managing it, though. You know, that Mercury conjunct her Mars. I mean, the Uranus conjunct her Mars. You know, God bless her heart. That could, you know, enlightening and awakening life. Let me put it to you that way. Little bombs everywhere.
And you know what? She is doing so many things, but her powers of concentration in whatever she is attending to is just fabulous. Fabulous.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
She just does it that way. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Area code 786, you're on the air. Hello? Area code 786? I will put them back on hold and go to the next one because we probably only have time for one more. Let's see here. Area code 650, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I don't know if you have my information. My name is Gigi.
Gigi.
How do you spell that?
G-I-G-I.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if I got you on here. Awesome. Have you called in recently?
Not recently, no.
I've got her. 71758.
Nope. That's not me.
Ooh. Okay. Well, then I don't have you.
Okay. Okay, so my birthday is
hold
October.
On, hold on, hold on.
Okay.
I have to go back. Sorry.
No problem.
Okay. Now I'm ready for it. Thank you for your patience.
Sure. It's October 21st. 1992.
And what time were you born?
8:42 a.m.
And what city?
In Princeton, New Jersey.
All right.
Do you still live there?
No, I don't. Currently in Washington,
D.C. Where do you live
now? In Washington,
D.C. Oh, do you? Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Great. We're so happy to hear from you tonight.
Thank you.
And we hope that you are enjoying the spring, right? Are you feeling spring up there in New Jersey, in Washington, D.C.?
Starting.
Like I
starting
am in Roanoke?
Yeah. Yeah.
I
so, yeah, I was wondering what you ladies see for me in terms of meeting a partner, life partner, where I can just settle down and, you know, have a good life with.
You're ready to nest? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, I want to meet the guy.
I like it. Okay. That is a good, legitimate question.
Mm-hmm.
We all get to that point of readiness, don't we?
Yes, indeed. Indeed.
Are you seeing anybody at all right now?
No, I'm meeting some people, but they're younger than me, and I'm on some dating apps, but nothing, like, serious.
Okay. Let's take a peek for you here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is the new moon, too, so sometimes it's all about new beginnings. That could be
mm-hmm.
interesting. Wow. Okay. I want to start off by just saying one thing,
mm-hmm.
And I'm going to let Jacqueline take the ball because she's amazing. You have some things from a past relationship you're still processing, honey. And you need to get rid of that. That is, you've got so many inconjuncts, which are like frustration lines. Mars is going to your eighth house of intimacy right now. It's all over your Scorpio ascendant and your other planets in that sector. And the new moon is also addressing this about bringing back yourself and not trying to find yourself from the past or let the past overshadow new introductions, because you're in your Saturn return. You could meet somebody amazing, but you need to do your work inside yourself. Have you been doing that?
I am working on it, yes.
Good girl. Okay, what do you see, Jacqueline?
Let it go is what I say, okay? I have a Mercury in Scorpio, too. I just don't have it combust Pluto, okay? It's time to start anew. It's time to start fresh. You know, she talks a lot about the inconjunctions that are from your Mercury and Pluto to all of the Mercury, Sun, and Moon, new moon at that, in your fifth house. Are you feeling like you want a relationship? Absolutely. Are you feeling the frustration that Aphrodite was talking about? Absolutely. What is it there for? It's there to rebalance you. It's there to put you where you should be. Your sun is in the 12th house in Libra, okay? You don't have to go out to dating apps. You don't have to do anything except for have faith. Trust the process. Start having conversations with God, the universe, whatever you want to call that higher power that controls you. You don't have a filter between you and it, okay? I'm going to say that. There's nothing there. So when you call out, it's a matter of time before that happens. And I know with that Mercury in Scorpio that you get frustrated in the timing of things, okay? You have a Saturn in Aquarius. Your lesson is in impatience, okay? Well, I understand that, but have those conversations and start making deals like, hey, why don't you show me a sign I'm on the right path here, okay?
Right.
And see what happens and occurs and make that conversation to where you can start to have a stronger connection with it, okay? Because that's really what's going to lead you on your path. You're a very spiritual creature, and you are going to have that great relationship. It's just that you have a mountain to climb of letting go of the past and really having faith in the future, okay? And that's what it's all about. I know.
Yeah, I really am working on it. And I do have conversations with God, and I meditate, and I pray.
I know.
I was just wondering, like, if
you
see any timeline opening up. Is there any, like, okay, like, I'll meet him in this month.
Well, Uranus is going to be moving into your seventh house soon. Okay,
right.
But what's more important
is
Neptune is on the cusp of your fifth house of romance. So what are you doing sociably? Because your midheaven star is in Leo, and your moon is at the energetic degree in Leo, so you have to be someplace where you can be very open and smile and warmly receive people, okay? So I think some of it has to do with you giving the divine the opportunity from some of the activities you embrace to meet someone. Be creative with this, okay?
Okay.
Be creative with this, because I think you're ready, and all these planets that are in Aries right now are complementing your midheaven star in Leo. Lead with the heart. Try to be more open, even though you have some of those things you're still processing. You know, have a little conversation with your higher self before you walk out the door, okay?
Okay. So hopefully something will happen soon. You think by the end of the year?
Yes.
I'm going to say it this way. It happens in the right place at the right time for the right reason. Okay? So I think it'll be soon. Absolutely, once you have that balance, once you have that confidence, once you know and feel. Again, you've got a Mars in Cancer, and you've got a Mercury in Scorpio. It's all about feeling the energy and being positive to it. You doubt yourself, and this is where it bounces back and forth. If you were always going, it's going to happen, it'll happen quicker.
Spend time by the water. Spend time by the water.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh,
I have a feeling
okay.
that can really, really help you. It doesn't matter if it's the ocean or a lake
uh-huh.
or a stream
uh-huh.
or a waterfall. If you have the opportunity, spend some time by the water. People, when they're on the water, they tend to be a little bit intuitive. They're usually vacationing. They're more relaxed. There's not a lot
mm-hmm.
of social pressure. It's all about
mm-hmm.
first meetings, you know, and new beginnings. So allow yourself that. Now, because you're in your Saturn return right now, this is a time that you're looking for your best friend forever, okay?
Right.
And you want, again, to be able to have that open communication and be the unique individual you are so someone else that has the same prototype is the one that you want to attract. Think about this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people do a lot of affirmations, and they're okay, but I think there's a power
mm-hmm.
in a declaration, okay? So
okay,
I want to encourage you,
okay, mm-hmm.
to really talk to your guardian angels and talk to spirit like you always do and be more clear on what you desire and do it in a way that's embracing rather than fearful, okay?
Mm-hmm. Embrace. Okay. Okay.
And keep us posted, dear one, okay?
I will. I will. Thank you both so much. I really appreciate everything you do. Thank you both.
Well, many blessings to you.
God Thank
bless.
You.
Have a sweet night.
God bless. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Well, we're at the top of the hour, and we probably should tell people where they can find us.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station. Happy New Moon, everyone. Get going. Get started. Be inspired. Talk to you next week.
Have a good week. Good night.